What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Game Cast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everyone.
And we are on episode 42 today. Yep,
Really?
42 episodes. I wanted to say that we usually don't say the amount or like what episode we're on because we can't really remember, but
Yeah.
I wanted to say it today because it's been a whole year since we've been
Yeah.
recording or started recording,
Yeah.
and it's been interesting. It's been a good run, and
It's been fun.
I think like on the low, it's obviously we'd be at a higher number, but some things came up. It's a pandemic, but beyond that, it was really cool that we made it, for 300, complete 360,
Yeah.
360 days, and we're still going and we're still
We're
having
still
fun.
yeah. We are still having fun. We're still a hot mess. We're still talking to y'all about nonsense,
Right. So
Yeah.
still good. And definitely happy that sorry, I had to change the update the volume there. But yeah, happy that you guys are listening. I hear that a lot of you are out there listening but aren't liking. I'm gonna need you to hit those like buttons. Kind of help us out at least until we get to the other DSPs, and then you can, do your thing. But for right now, a like would help because when people like things, other people will see it and go, "Oh, this must be good," because people liked it.
Yes.
Because majority of people on YouTube don't like things; they just kind of watch. I'm one of those people. I'm me. I'm those people. Unless, because I'm never, unless I'm signed in and I'm doing some work, and then I check out something, then I'm like, "Oh, I'll like this." But for the most part, I'm not signed in. And
Yeah.
so you just pull up YouTube and you're just like, "Oh, what's going on over here?" And then, that's it. So,
Remember when you didn't have to be signed in? Remember when you could just like stuff?
yeah,
Long
that was a
ago.
good time. I understand why they would do it though, so they can kind of track certain things. But it was cool to be able to do that briefly, to be able to like something and not really have to sign in, because you don't want to sign in all the time, especially if you're not on your own computer. If you're at work somewhere, you don't want to sign in and accidentally leave yourself signed in. That's not cool. It's not cool at all.
It was so great back then. It was like you didn't have to have an identity. You, I mean, unless you wanted to, because it was just
Right.
like, okay, some people like really wanted to use YouTube and leave their mark. I was like, no, we just want to watch free videos because it was free. Everything was free, and that was it. And just like stuff, post stuff, make a comment or not, and then live your life and move on. And then they were like, oh, by the way, everybody's going to have a profile. Everybody's going to have to sign in. And you're like, I don't. You to know that I literally spent 4 hours at work watching these videos.
Right.
Not what I was trying to do.
Not at all. Not. Especially with how the algorithm is when it comes to, suggesting videos. Because there'll be times where, like, I click on something, I'm like, "Oh, this is not what I thought it was." And I click back, and then there's like 100 videos of that, whatever that is. And I'm like, "How did you get this?" When I watch, so like, let's say I watch home cooking videos on YouTube. I'll look at one video about, I don't know, Ronald Reagan. And then there's like a ton of Ronald Reagan videos, conspiracy theories, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, there was an accident. I was
Was
trying
an
to click the other
accident.
thing. Why? And so there'll be times where you just get a bunch of random stuff when you're signed in. And so not signing in makes it a little bit easier because then you're like, I didn't, that's not me. That's someone
Yeah.
else.
Totally someone else that was not like that Key and Peele episode or like, what are you watching?
Oh,
That's
he's sweating? Yeah, let me see your browser.
what
Which is already kind of like, well, for me at times can be suspect because I do a lot of shop. Like my computer, even though it's so, like I use it as my office computer.
Yeah.
My wife will use it as well sometimes if she can't, get to her laptop or something. And I do a lot of shopping, like Christmas shopping. And you know what happens, like if you go to Amazon or some of these other places, they'll say, "Oh, since you bought this, why don't you buy this thing?" And that actually brings me to a funny story, but I'm gonna come back to that. So what I would do is I would have a different browser that I only use for that, and then I would do all my shopping and then erase the cookies or whatever, and so people wouldn't know. And so that, if you're not aware of that fact, it will look suspect for me to clear my browser every 10 seconds or whatever during, like around November. And so then to beyond that, to be like, oh, I was watching a video on YouTube and I'm on my regular browser and it's something crazy, like what we're going to talk about later on when I was doing some research. it's a little, it's a little troubling. So it's like, I don't want to sign in all the time. I kind of just want to, like, for lack of a better word, lurk and kind of just see. And like, and if it's something that's I deem okay, then I can sign in and give you a like. But if it's some crazy mess, I don't want to be associated with that at all.
Exactly. And my thing about liking and disliking was like, if I watched a video and I liked it, because I mean, I actually am a person who hits the like and dislike button. But my thing is, sometimes I feel like a dislike comes with an explanation. And I realized comment section is not actually constructive. And if you actually post something that's a constructive comment, it still gets dragged. And most people will always say, well, if you didn't like it, you didn't need to watch it. And I'm like, I'm literally giving constructive feedback, and I don't think nobody wanted it in the first place. So I'm not no longer going to do this. I'm just like watching a makeup video. And at first it seems like it's going to be great. And then you get to the end, you're like, that makeup was terrible. And so, okay, I've got to give you a dislike. And then I've got to literally say, hey, maybe you didn't need to put black coal eyeshadow on a black woman because, we can wear color type stuff. And then next thing you know, it's just like, you know what? This is useless. Goodbye. I keep moving. So yeah, that's how I feel about the like button. Anywho.
I mean, I understand if you came in and you were like, man, this is terrible. Like, all right, fam. Like, that's not. I mean, did you see anything you liked? But if you're like, I mean, it happens. I've seen some people who are kind of cool if you're respectful and are like, hey, this I didn't rock with this for whatever reason. But I can get it too if it's like. Because what they miss sometimes is the fact that you do like their content. It's just this particular video. Might have went left, and so you're trying to help out. You know what I mean? And so that comes with, building your community. And then, because what'll happen is if you're around there long enough, they'll know it's you. It's like, oh, that's just Tess. Okay, she's helping me out. It's cool. Versus like a random troll or something like that. But going back to my funny story, so the
Yes, let's
idea
do
of like,
this.
clearing your browser so no one sees what you're buying. I was good, right? And I bought a bunch of Christmas gifts, and I cleared the browser so no one could find out. Or, if Joanne went on, my wife went on and wanted to shop from Amazon, she wouldn't see my recent purchases, to kind of be sneaky. And so I thought I was being extra sneaky because I bought from a few different companies, and I put on the, when you go to checkout, I said to make it like gift wrapped. So I'm thinking everybody's like Amazon, and apparently they're not, because Amazon, when you buy a gift from them, it'll say Amazon on it, which is fine. It'll have like the blue wrapping, but it won't say what company or what the item is. However, shopping with other companies, that's not the case. I got some really cool glasses because she has problems with glare at night, like the brightness of the screen hurts her eyes. And so I got these really cool glasses. They're gamer glasses, but they have like the darkest like tint so that it kind of makes it like a kind of like a gold color or whatever, but it kind of hurt the blue light doesn't hurt your eyes. And I was like, "Oh, can you wrap it?" So I'm thinking, "Oh, they're gonna wrap it for me. She's not gonna know what it is." And instead, they wrapped the item, put it in a box, and the box had their logos all over it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, what would be the purpose of, I get like you know what I'm saying, because it's a pair of glasses and it had like all these other like knickknacks and stuff that comes with it in a nice little case. But then, so they wrap that part, but then they put it in a box that's from their company. And I'm like, you couldn't just do like a generic box, or like just like, obviously Amazon has all sorts of companies that rock with them. So seeing Amazon doesn't change anything. But like, you have your box that says, basically says glasses. I bought her glasses. She didn't know what, you know what I mean, what it was in terms of like what type of guy or what pair, but she knew that I bought some type of eyewear. And I'm like, fail. Like, fail. Why, fam? Just
Yeah,
the.
that's a complete fail. Complete fail.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you have the box? What would be the purpose of the wrapping? I could have saved money. Like, I can wrap it and put it under the tree. I didn't want anybody else. Like, if someone came to the door when the package was being delivered, they wouldn't be like, oh, what this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so whack. Anyway, I thought it was funny. I was actually upset when it happened, but it's just like, why? Just why?
Just why?
You know? Anywho.
Just why?
So, getting into what we're going to talk about this week, we're talking about a couple of topics. We usually have, you know, like some brief news, and then we kind of go into one or two topics. This week, we're actually going to talk about three different things that aren't connected at all, because why not? We cover multiple genres of media, if you will, here, and so it just seemed like the right thing to do, and so we went with it. The first thing, which was really interesting, was announced, I want to say yesterday, was EA Sports is bringing back their college football games. For the everyone, you know, if you don't know, that was brought to a halt years ago because of a issue with college players having their name or image licensing, all that good stuff, in the game. See, the problem with that is the NCAA doesn't allow college students to get paid via their likenesses or images when in different things. They're not allowed to take any type of money, you know, to play on a team. They're not allowed to take money or, you know, I wouldn't say bribes, but like you, if a coach came, it was like, yo, I get you a car if you if you come over here. Nah, that's not. They can get scholarships to a school, but they can't get payment for playing basketball. And that includes their likenesses in video games. Well, obviously, not everybody is cool with that. And I want to say about 10 years ago, Ed O'Bannon, a former UCLA basketball player, sued the NCAA because his likeness was used in an EA Sports title, NCAA Basketball. And EA Sports and the CLC settled for $40 million,
Million, 40 freaking
which
million.
essentially made the game. they lost profit. There was no profit for the game. You know, having to settle. But what that did was it was a ripple effect. So EA like stopped all of their college sports. And if you know, with EA, they had a kind of a stranglehold on certain sports or certain leagues. So like all the NCAA games were EA. They still have Madden, so that Madden was the only NFL game for a long time, because they had exclusive deals with these companies or franchises or whatever. And when they stopped making NCAA games, we just stopped. There was no more. Now EA is bringing it back, but they're doing it with no likenesses. No team names, no. Well, actually, I think they do. They are using team names, but they're not using
Player.
anybody's player. Yeah, the player names or the, you know, like if you know Joe Schmo is number 45 on whatever team, it'll be another person, another name, another even another you know race or whatever. Like they don't want any ties to the college players. Now, on one hand, you know, college football fans will be happy to be able to play as their teams again and all that good stuff. And EA doesn't have to worry about being sued. However, there is a interesting wrinkle when it comes to NCAA because everybody is pushing for the players to get paid. EA has said that they would like to pay the players and that they've made the game or they will make the game updatable to be able to add their name, likeness, and things of that nature. The NCAA is still ruling against that. However, they're being sued in multiple states because of this. Multiple states are saying that you should pay these players because the NCAA is still profiting, you know, off of their images and likenesses and whatnot. Even though they're not in the in a video game, they're still, you know, doing all these other things with them. And so, I believe the NCAA Division I Council expressed that they were willing to kind of, open the door
Right.
and take a peek at possible endorsement opportunities. At the same time, it's kind of on hold. I don't know if it was because of COVID or whatever the case may be, but it hasn't moved since then. And so, what a lot of people are looking at it, and what I'm checking out from the Washington Post, as they reported, that it's possible that this is something that could eventually morph into NCAA actually paying college players, EA actually paying college players, and we have it back to the way it was before, but tremendously better. And I am for that because, you've heard stories of like kids or, in college who can't buy lunch. They can't buy any because their scholarship went through their books and schooling, but they don't have any like tangible money. And in some places, they're not allowed to work because, you have school, then you have practice, and you have games. And so it's like they don't get a stipend or anything to kind of, do whatever. But with the NCAA and like TV and all this other stuff, there's a lot of money in college sports.
So
Like
much.
a ridiculous amount of money is being made off of these players playing the sport. And so I am all about them getting some type of payment. I think they should. Especially like you were saying off air, that very few of them actually make it to the NFL to actually start getting paid, to play football or basketball or whatever.
Professional sports in a general sense, it's like 2% make it. I mean, that's an extremely low number. I mean, it's relative when you think of just how many people make it big in anything anyway. That's the way the world works. It's a pyramid. But these people, these young athletes, they're young. I mean, they're getting into college at 17 years old, and they're graduating at 22 or whatnot. They're young, and they are honestly working their bodies to extreme amounts for the entertainment of other people. I mean, we all know about the big schools that we all wanted to go to. Like, we're here, we're young, we're watching March Madness, and we're like, oh my God, like, I wanted to go to Michigan so bad. I was like, oh my God, I want to do this. Yeah, the Fab Five. Like, I'm insane, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to Syracuse. Orange, yeah, I'm wearing those colors. Da-da-da-da. Roll Tide, Bama. Like, I already knew what schools I wanted to go to because of big sports. So they're making mad money and they're getting mad applications just off of their sports. It has nothing to do with anything else. Literally, these kids, these teenagers are making these schools bajillions of dollars, and the money goes to board members. Like, I understand that they're kids and they're playing a sport and they're agreeing to, and this is what they want to do, and this is the work they think they need to put in to go to the pros, but most of them just don't ever make it. And by the time they're done with college sports, it's just like, oh, I guess I got to go get a regular job. And they've been like working their butts off for a sport for 5 years. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, I played football. I did great, wonderful. Unfortunately, I'm like 2 inches too short to make it to the pros or whatever. And so what I'm gonna do now is maybe try this whole agent thing. Or what I'm gonna do now is maybe try this whole medical sales thing. Or what, I mean, I don't know. I sometimes I feel like it's kind of like this thing where it's like, you're young and you get this taste of being like this little bit of fame and da 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 da, or on college, you're on TV, people see you, and then you don't make it to the pros. So you got to go back to normal life. But you were kind of living a different life while you were a college kid. And like, wait a minute, I spent 5 years like dedicating myself to like blood, sweat, and tears, literally, for this sport, for this school. I really didn't spend a lot of time on my books. Maybe I did graduate in what all those the athletes always major in, mass comm or marketing?
we had a couple business majors at VCU.
And then typically it's HPR. The VCU is HPR, it was Health, Physical Education, Recreation School. And so, yeah, hey, if I don't make it to the NBA, I can always be a high school gym teacher type thing. And there's nothing wrong with that, actually. But I just think that, with the amount of blood, sweat, and tears that college athletes put in, that there should be some sort of compensation. And yes, I do understand that, though, again, that 1-2% of those kids who the colleges want, that they do some backhanded, underhanded things to keep those kids happy. We all know that, like, those deals do happen. They get cars, they get really awesome dorm rooms,
Or at the very least, they don't have to worry about their grades.
Somebody else does their homework, or they get put in a certain class track where they know no one's checking, like they just get A's. And I get it, but I think that there needs to be a little bit more oversight and structure into, like, hey, if people still have to pay to get into games, if I got to pay $20 as a college kid to get into the basketball game, some of that money needs to be going to the basketball team and not just to their uniform. Something needs to go to, their money while they're on the road so that they can eat. And I don't know. I just feel like if you're the entertainment, you got to be getting paid.
And here's the thing, because I know this is going to come up, the idea that this sport allowed you to get an education. And that is cool. I'm not upset at the idea that, like, I used the basketball to get an education, but I never really wanted to go into the NBA. That's fine. My thing is, though, at the same time, they're making so much money off of you for the education that it goes beyond what we're talking about, because it's not like the scholarships go down if your team is great. You remember how I went, like, VCU a few years ago made it into, they got to March Madness, they made it into, the final few teams or whatever, and it was a big deal because we hadn't been there in a while. They sold so many shirts and hoodies and, anything with our colors on it, like,
Black and gold.
you know what I'm saying? Like all over Virginia, like just so much, especially in Richmond, so much was sold, and the idea that, like, hey, come to our school, we're doing well, look, we're in the blah blah blah, and they made a ton of money. None of that, I mean, granted, some of that I can understand going towards like a building, like you need a new deck or dorm or whatever, but a lot of that money just goes to pockets. It just goes to pockets, and it's not like, again, our tuition didn't go didn't wasn't reduced. Our tuition went
No,
up, actually.
exactly. And that's the thing that makes me so mad because, like, for example, I remember when I was trying to get into tech, okay? I didn't have great grades, but back in the day, tech was a safe school, okay? Back in the day, Virginia Tech, you only needed a 2.5 to get in there, okay? And I knew I was going right there. Like, I really did. I was like, yes, I'm skirting along. I'm going to go right to tech because that's what my grades afford, okay? And I knew I wanted to go to tech because they had a good football team and I was a football trainer. VCU didn't have a football team. So I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I didn't do basketball, or I wasn't allowed to. And I wasn't a manager for basketball. I was a trainer for football and I was a manager for football. So that's what I wanted to do. And my brother got into tech. He didn't have the best grades in the world. He had like 2.5. He's all right. So I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to tech. I know it's going to happen. And then stupid Michael Vick want to go there, make their whole team awesome. Okay, it wasn't just him. But what I am saying is that the year before, like, seriously, how are you going to ruin my chances? I know I spoke about this before. How are you going to ruin my chances the year before I'm supposed to go there? Like, I used their bank. They had a bank. They had a Virginia Tech bank up here in Northern Virginia. I was using that joint. My brother went there. My mom used the bank too. It was a family affair. And then Michael Jordan comes left field and ruined all of my shots. My whole trajectory of life would have been different if it wasn't for him being a good football player. Okay, a great football player. Let's just put it at that, because he was great. But man, I'm just saying that all of my chances were straight ruined because it all of a sudden turned into this great school that everybody wanted to go to. Because of sports. Literally, that team went from zero to hero, and then I couldn't get in. tuition went up. Everything about that school went up just because the football team got great. And that is our point. If the school is going to make more money because everybody wants to go there, they can raise tuition and they can justify it. And they're just getting more money in general. They've got more students. They've got more donors. Everything about them is becoming more expensive, but you're still offering pretty much the same education. You're still offering pretty much the same buildings, you know, the same right. stuff, but an awesome sport team. If there's so much more influx of money coming in for the simple fact that a couple of football players are really bomb and the team ends up being great, then why can't some of that be passed off in a methodical way?
At the very least, like maybe open up a savings account for when they graduate or something, like, you know, something along those lines. Like,
of course. And like you call it grad curve.
Something along those lines would be definitely helpful. And then obviously you would feed them. I mean, because I know, I want to say VCU didn't have any problems with that on that end, where like when they went out of state, like, they were still fed and all that other stuff. But I have been hearing stories about teams that just really didn't have any money for the basic needs, you know, while they were on the road. And that's really rough.
Yeah.
And again, not cool. You know, I'm just looking at, going to go back for a sec here. I'm just looking at the Washington Post article by Mike, I think Hume, I think that's how you say his name, and Rick Massey. I'm trying not to ruin their names, but Mike and Rick, just reading about the stuff that they're talking about and how the new game, for those who don't know, is going to have the logos, stadiums, mascots, fight songs, and licenses basically outside of just the players themselves. And so they were saying that EA is pursuing additional licensing agreements. And they were saying that it's up to individual school to make that decision if they want to be a part of the game. I don't know how that works in terms of breakdown of money, but I can imagine that the school is going to make some money. Either they're going to pay for the licenses or there's going to be some type of percentage of the sales going to those schools. So that's one, you know, thing there. And then on the flip side is how the NCAA is going to handle potential revenue when it comes to the athletes. Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, they're being put in a sticky situation with the states kind of being like, hey, you know, and if it, and you know, with anything related to law or legal matters, when one state wins or one area wins, they can use that, you know, as kind of like a dominoes effect and keep it moving. And so I'm hoping that happens. I really am. I think they deserve something more than what they're given. And education is good, but if we're being honest, like, you can kick back a little bit of money.
You can, because at the end of the day, look, pro sports, they're getting paid because they play. That's their job. That's literally their job, okay? In athletes, their job is supposed to be school. When you're a student, your job is school. Everybody knows that. We always said that. Our parents used to always say that to us. Your job is school. Get good grades. Well, student athletes, their job is school, and they also have to play a sport. And so I'm like, look, you don't get paid to go to school unless somebody's literally paying you to go to school. But that's not how it happens. But if the NFL can get paid, if players get paid to play, then look, the college kids should get paid something to play. They're out there every day risking limb and life out there. So I'm just saying, I'm like, you know, come on, just something. Steak dinner.
All right. So moving on to our next topic. Man, steak sounds good right about now. I'm on a diet, so you have to excuse me.
My diet starts Sunday.
Say that again.
My diet starts Sunday.
Oh, word? What type of diet?
I don't know.
He's like, I'm just throwing out. I'm just not eating anything.
I don't know. I've definitely been doing really bad. I've been eating those Belvita crackers knowing good and well I'm gluten sensitive.
Oh. And
I really need to stop because my stomach has grown. And honestly, there's not a child in there. So I really, really need to watch myself because I just had to go buy some new lounge clothes because I can't fit anything. And I only fit like two suits now. I have like 12. and I fit two of them. So I really, really need to make some decisions because I'm still scared of the gym. I don't want to catch corona.
Yeah, that's been the thing, though, like with people being home because of it and streaming more and, you know, basically doing the things that we're doing sometimes and, you know, gaining extra weight because of it. And as much as, because early on I was like, you know, it's rough out there. So if you want that cookie, go ahead and have that cookie. But not expecting that we're going to be in it as long as we are, that cookie turned into multiple cookies. And now it's kind, you're kind of struggling in that sense. And so, which is why I actually got on my diet started my diet back in October of last year, which has been going pretty well. I just, every so often, it's like, I just want to eat a whole lot of food. I will say that, and this is, you know, a tangent, but working things out with my nutritionist, and so they're telling me the things that I can have and can't have, and how it's, you know, it's mostly a liquid diet, how they're checking to make sure that like my blood is okay, like everything is okay, because I have a blood disorder, or, you know, so they want to make sure that my health is okay with doing these type of things, as well as like exercising and stuff like that. So it has been beneficial, but I totally understand where that would be a difficult thing for a lot of people, because it's not cheap, number one. And number two, like you said, the gyms, some gyms are still closed. The ones that are open probably aren't doing what they should. And sometimes you just want to stream, you know, all the episodes of Naruto because you can.
Because you can. I definitely did that with, like, I don't remember, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow. You were streaming for a minute. Good gosh.
I mean, now, because I work all the time now, like, actually, to be fair, since I really, really do work a lot, the issue for me was that I wasn't eating. Like, I actually just wasn't eating any water. And then, like, I would get home. It's like my sister would pick me up, and then she'd be like, do you want Pollo Rico? You know, like, she's like, you want Peruvian chicken? And I'm like, yes. Or do you want tacos? I was eating really bad food when I did eat. Like, I wouldn't eat all day. I wouldn't eat breakfast. I wouldn't do anything. And then next thing I know, at like 8 p.m., I was like eating the best tasting but worst health tacos on the planet.
I feel you. Like,
good tacos. Taco Bamba is no joke.
Yeah. That was me and pizza. Actually, even with on my diet, I'm still eating pizza. It's just that it's made with cauliflower. Say it again.
I said, is it liquid pizza? Because, you know, you were like,
No. So, like, I still get dinner. But
yes.
The portions are different. And so
I
still have, like, I'm not allowed to have any, like, breads or anything like that. But I can have cauliflower. And so my wife makes a cauliflower pizza. And it's pretty great. So I'm still eating pizza even though I'm on a diet.
I mean, that's okay. And plus, Joanne can throw down anyway. I mean, she was the only person in the whole dorm making fufu. Like, where do you go? When you literally go to college on American soil and the one girl on your floor that's from Ghana is literally making fufu because she can.
It's great.
It's amazing.
I that's why I fell in love with Gary and a whole bunch of other dishes.
Gary.
Yes. Like, man, it's great. But anywho, moving on to our second topic. So this has nothing to do with what we were talking about before, but we thought it was interesting. This has come up recently because with everyone at home, with everyone, you know, social distancing and all that good stuff, there's way more challenges than they have been before. Usually there's a challenge because there's a song, you know.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion's song had a challenge not too long ago. Some of her songs had challenges. They had the...
There was also the Tide Pod challenge.
So we're not gonna quote foolish challenges. We're gonna let that slide. Gonna look at that. That stuff happens too, and it shouldn't. Like, remember planking? Yeah, let's not do that, people. Some people actually died because they were planking in horrible places. So, yeah. These challenges, though, these are more like the TikTok variety, basically Vine with music. And there's a new one, new-ish one, called the Silhouette Challenge. And the reason why we're talking about this isn't so much because of the challenge itself, which, for those who didn't know, it's basically women who are dancing to a particular song, and once the bass drops, they derobe, but a filter cuts in, and it turns everything into black and red, and so you can only see their silhouette. Think like Alfred Hitchcock or something, where like you can only see the outline of their body, but then they don't have any clothes on, or either, if they do, it's like lingerie or something of that sort, but you can't see them. It's just black and red. And it's with any of these challenges, it's like who can do it the best or who can do it the most seamless in terms of their cutting and editing skills and whatnot. And it's supposed to be from what I read, supposed to be a fun, empowering thing with a little bit of voyeurism thrown in for fun.
Right.
Of course, men on the internet have found ways to remove the filters.
Go back to what you just said, I like the slow pause. I mean, the short pause, but I think we should pause again. And I just want this to sink in. Okay, everybody, men.
Yeah.
Are finding a way. Men are finding a way to remove the filter.
Yes.
Please continue. Please continue.
And so, there's so many things that's wrong with this in a nutshell, but I want to separate two factors when we talk about this. And then I'm gonna toss it to Tess because I believe she would have a better standing on talking about this subject. But I do want to put up two things. One is the people who are doing this, it's not consensual. And I know that some of you, when you hear that word, your brain turns to mush and you don't understand what people mean when they say consent. Mm-hmm. The idea is that even though this is not something that you are physically like doing to someone, it's still something that requires consent because they didn't give you the option to do this in the sense that they said, yes, I want you to do this. And so it's no different from, you know, hacking someone's phone and displaying, you know, their nudes everywhere or whatever. Like, they did the challenge. It was supposed to be a fun thing for them. And when you remove the filter, you're not getting their consent to see them naked.
No.
And that's the bottom line. We can put a full stop there. There's nothing else we can say to kind of justify any type of whatever.
Yeah.
Anything that you say in terms of justifying doing this makes you look bad. So we're just going to ignore you.
Yeah, you're going to get blocked.
There you go. Just going to, because there's no way around it. There's no way to explain. There's no way to justify. It's something that you should not do. And it's not like you can't go see women who would like to show you whatever they want to show you. There's plenty of sites. Right. There's OnlyFans. There's a ton of stuff where people are consensually doing certain things. This is not one of them.
No. Nope.
So I want to put a full stop there. And now I want to go to the other point that I wanted to make. So a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of the people who, some of the guys who aren't doing this, and unfortunately, I think I don't want to include myself, but I do want to make something known, is that there's a difference between reality and a perfect world. And a lot of people, when they come into these type of situations, they're very quick to say, you know, you shouldn't do A, B, and C, and then they leave it at that. And while I 100% agree, I do think you need to look at what it is that's being done and then decide if you want to continue. For instance, now that we know that guys are doing this and that there's whole Reddits dedicated to this particular thing,
right,
if you now decide to go and do the Silhouette Challenge after knowing this information, you kind of have to hold yourself a little bit accountable for the possibility, not for it happening, but for the possibility. And let me explain before you cut my head off. I know everyone's like rolling their eyes and they're like, F you, Kenny, but just let me explain. Or let me liken it to something else.
Yeah,
I had
a
problem with deciding whether or not my son was going to be able to play with like toy guns. This is something that I did when I was younger, but very sparingly. My parents were like, you know, you can play over here, but not over here. And what I didn't realize at the time, but when I grew up, I realized it's because we are profiled as black men. If we have anything that looks like a gun, we could be killed and it'll be justified. Even if it's a toy, a giant bright pink gun with like a backpack, whatever, it's like, nope, you have a gun, shoot him. And we've seen this happen in recent years, actually, of people getting black men and black boys being shot because someone thought they had a gun, it was a toy, et cetera, et cetera. And so we you know, I'm not going to go into what we finally decided because that's between me and my wife. But what I will say is that the dilemma came up because I was torn by, am I blaming ourselves for what's happening? Or am I reacting to reality? And what I mean by that is, if I say I'm gonna play with this gun with my son or whatever, and then the police pull up and they fire at me, am I like, well, Kenny, you knew better? Like, would I blame myself in that sense because I do know better? But at the same time, am I allowed to be like, you know what? The reality is this could happen, so maybe I shouldn't. Like, it's a difficult thing because you don't want to blame the victim. You don't want to blame what they're doing. But at the same time, the reality is, if this is going to continue to happen, we need to do something about it. And the protesting and all the other stuff, that's helpful and that's something that we need to do, but it hasn't fixed the problem. And so it hasn't fixed the problem, it's like, you know, what should I do in that situation? And that's difficult. And no one really can kind of speak to that but a black man, because they aren't black men. So that's what makes it tricky when, say, someone else, like a white guy, might say, hey, you should just buy it anyways. I'm like, don't live in fear. It's like, you know what? You don't really get it. Like, you understand, but you don't get it. So going back to this situation, I'm treading lightly. I feel this way. But at the same time, I might not get it still because I'm not a woman. So, at this point, I'm going to toss it over to Tess.
No, there's so much going on with this, and it's so ridiculous. It's just 100% ridiculous. Like,
right.
First of all, I stumbled upon this challenge because I have Instagram, and I don't really look at Instagram that often because now I basically spend all my time playing Game of Sultans. But I go on Instagram, and I see somebody... I hear, like, put your head on my shoulder, and then, like, a red screen. I was like, huh? Oh. Okay, sure, whatever.
Right.
Something. And then I kept scrolling. And then, like, I think the next day I saw Lizzo do it. And I was like, okay, it's another challenge. Cute. Whatever. Because Lizzo's always half naked on her page anyway. She doesn't care. So, she really loves this. So, okay, yeah, cool. No, whatever. But, like, I didn't do the Bust It Challenge. I wasn't into it. Like, I'm not... I saw the Bust It Challenge. I thought it was funny. And the reason I thought the Bust It Challenge was funny was not because girls were dropping down and like, you know, popping it for everybody to see. It was because there were the challenges that were making fun of it. Like, you know, you had the Bust It Challenge where you see somebody and you know that the music's about to drop, so she's about to get down on the floor and start twerking. And then... instead of that, it's like somebody walks out with a Bible. Like, it was a Ghanaian girl. like literally about to do this. And then next thing you know, it's like her father shows up with a Bible. And he's like, like, nope, we're not doing this. And then you had like other girl, like, you know, even like the black female activists who were out there. And it was like, okay, Bust It Challenge. But of course, they're not going to sit down there and drop it and twerk. Instead of doing that, like, you would see the next clip was them in some glasses reading a book. It's like, nope. Y'all thought you was about to get me doing the Bust It Challenge. I'm gonna read this book. You know, so like some of these challenges are funny in the fact that, yes, yeah, some of them are sexual and then some people take it and then they remove it and then they're like, no, I'm gonna do it my way. And that's like how you can participate in these little TikTok challenges your own way. So in all of it, it's kind of nice. It's like, okay, it's kind of this like female camaraderie if we're all getting around and we're just doing it our own way. We're putting our own twist on it. Great, wonderful. And then this one comes along and it's like, okay, cool, whatever, because people are bored. And then I see you send me this thing, and then I go and I see all of these articles are out. Rolling Stone, Variety, Screen Rant. Everybody is saying something about how men are out here removing these filters and then posting the videos online for other men to see. Like, they've got YouTube. So YouTube hasn't removed any of these videos, apparently. They have how-to videos on how to remove the filter so that you can see all these women naked. And it's so ridiculous because, like, some of them have ads. So some people are actually getting money while they have these videos.
Yeah.
So, like, that's insane and that's ridiculous and that needs to stop. But I did read that Reddit apparently blocked a lot of those posts that had how-to information. Like, but that's the thing. Reddit is also insane. Like, Reddit's amazing. Reddit's probably the coolest thing that ever happened. I mean, Reddit probably cure diseases if they all put their minds together, because as you see what we talked about last week with, you know, GameStop. Reddit. Yeah, they're doing all kinds of things. They're great. But anyway, going back to, like, personal feelings and kind of like the reality of it all. Obviously I had this idea of, like, being empowering and kind of, like I just said, this camaraderie thing with women, how we're all doing these challenges and kind of having our own, doing it in our own way. I personally don't really participate, A, because I'm lazy, B, I don't do a lot of things to show off my body. Like, I just never really been like that, whether I've been, like, the times I've been overweight, underweight, or whatever, just even, like, kind of happy in my own skin. I've never really done that, and the reason why I don't really do that a lot is because I'm always more concerned about who will find it, like, who will see it. I was always the type of person who didn't really put pictures of myself on, like, just online for everyone to see. Like, I never put pictures of myself, like, in a bathing suit, like, online and stuff like that. I was just never really into massive amount of people seeing that. Not like people I didn't know. I don't really care if the internet saw me in a bikini. I cared about people that I know that I'm not close with. Like, I never wanted to put a picture of myself in a bikini for my coworkers to see. If I've never gone to the beach with my coworkers, that means we're not friends. So why would I, like, post a picture of myself in a bikini so that everybody can see me? And I'm like, oh, this is the person cubicle next to me. I never speak to them. And the next thing I know, like, they've literally opened Facebook and they can pull up the photo of me scantily clad. I don't need them to know what I look like without clothes on. They're not my friend. I don't need you in that. So that I'm the type of person who doesn't really do that kind of stuff. Like, shoot, I was definitely the girl at the club shaking and twerking. That's definitely me. I did that for years. Okay. I didn't even need a drink in me. I would shake it as hard as I could and make sure that I sweated my hair out every time I went. Like, that was me. But I never had any intention of somebody videotaping it and then putting it online for everybody to see.
Right.
So I'm that's on me and my personal note. I don't really do that kind of stuff. I don't really put stuff out like that, but I know people who do. And so I know that in this situation for them, they're probably like, this is not okay. And definitely feel very violated, because there's no consent here. Like, it's one thing to put the video of yourself on, especially this challenge. It is a silhouette. Nobody can see you. You are black and behind you is red. The whole purpose of that is to be sultry and seductive without anybody having to see your physical body. That's the whole point. It's like, you can get a little taste. This is me. This is my sultry side. This is my sexy, seductive side, but I'm not going to let you see me nude. That's the whole idea. Otherwise, you would just put nude photos of yourself online and then get banned.
Right.
Rarely. But anyway, moving on to this, to the other part of just, like, this being horrible, and I, again, I'm not the type of person who normally would do that. So there are people out there who are feeling very violated, and they're like, oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening. And there's this other side saying, well, you did kind of, let's talk about the Bust It Challenge, okay? Let me actually push this one just a little bit to the side, because this is a slightly different. But with the Bust It Challenge, it was literally like, let me drop down and twerk for everybody to see. The whole idea was watch me twerk.
Right.
And so, like, let's just say you put that on your Instagram, and the next thing you know, I don't know, somebody picks it up in another country and it turns into some sort of meme or whatever. And then you're kind of like, oh, well, that's not fair. I didn't want that. And it's like, I'm sure that's not what you intended. Like, you intended to put this on your page for the people that you know to see, and maybe some people you don't know, and you thought it was great and wonderful. And then it got manipulated and twisted and abused and turned into something else. So I would feel violated too. And at the same time, it's like, you did put a video of yourself twerking and shaking your ass and pumping the ground. What did you think was going to happen? And I get it. Some people be like, well, what I thought was going to happen was it was just going to sit on my Instagram page and it would be that. But at the same time, people in this world are really twisted. So maybe I'm just the type of person who walks around who thinks the glass is half empty. Because that's who I am. I'm the type of person who's just kind of like, yeah, I don't want everybody that I work with to know what I look like in a bathing suit unless we've gone to the beach together. And you know what? Let me actually make an example. I went to the beach with some coworkers a couple years ago because we had a business trip to the Bahamas.
Right.
But I know that doesn't sound like a business trip, everybody. Like,
hey,
everybody's like,
a bomb business trip. I'm trying to go. Hey.
But yeah, so like we had a business trip to the Bahamas and I went and I was not comfortable. I remember like I was pretty thin and I had this great bathing suit that I had bought. I did not buy this bathing suit for this trip. I bought this bathing suit because I thought it was awesome. And I definitely wanted to wear it because I was thin and I wanted to look good. And then I realized it was the only bathing suit I had. I bought two other bathing suits for this trip. Full pieces. I didn't buy any bikinis. Full piece for this trip, but they looked bad. I got them and they looked terrible and I did not have enough time to buy more. I was working so much. And I was like, well, the only full piece bathing suit that I'm going to be able to take with me is kind of skimpy. It was a monokini. It had so many cutouts. And I was like, this is not really work appropriate. Like, I don't know these people. I didn't. I literally didn't. I only knew 6 of my coworkers. You know, I didn't know the rest of them. I didn't know the other 100. And so I was like, when I got there, I was like, oh, snap. I don't feel comfortable taking this dress off. But you know what? We had to go snorkeling. So I did. I had to take off the cover and I had to run around in the skimpiest bathing suit known to man, at least that I've ever worn. And I was really uncomfortable, but I just had to let it go. I was like, you know what? Let's just go swim with the pythons and the sharks and all that. There were sharks. It was great. But anyway, my point is I really didn't feel comfortable at first kind of showing that much skin in front of my coworkers, people that I am forced to be around because I need money, not people I choose to be around. So with that being said, that's me in my own version of privacy. But social media kind of allows for people to do things in their own bubble, thinking that they're kind of private.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're nothing you put on the internet is private. What we're talking about right now is going to be literally on the internet for the rest of the world to hear forever. Somebody will find it 20 years from now. Nobody else.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's even... Because you have the challenges, but then you have people who, so like you're thinking like, okay, this is just on my Instagram. Only my followers are seeing it. Someone might share it and a few other people might see it. But there are like videos of like just people who've collected all of the challenges together and made a thing. So even if you go to your Instagram and delete it, it's still up somewhere else.
Somewhere. Somebody's got it somewhere.
Right.
And so
it's like, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's just your stuff is never private. Your stuff is never your own. Once you put it to the web, it's not your own. Somebody has it somewhere. There are literally people on Twitter whose sole job is to copy people's posts because at some point it'll come back to bite them in the ass. I'm talking about there's a dude that nobody really knew of a long time ago. I guess he used to do the stuff that he thought was funny, comedy, and then he married a black girl. He used to make jokes, and one of his jokes apparently was like racial. It was about black people. He married a black girl four years later, and they ended up having some popular twins, and twins that ended up getting really popular on the internet. And somebody went and dug up his post from 8 years ago, and was like, "You married this guy?"
Like, that's rough.
Yeah, and it's like so. This is just kind of the nature of the beast of the internet. And I understand that your intention was maybe a little bit more innocent, but the possibility of your stuff being twisted is always out there. And so what they always tell people, like authors, for example, or, you just have to be prepared for that. And that's part of being a public person. Like somebody wrote it in a, Vanessa Carlton. I can't remember what the lyrics of that one girl song was. Like, I'm afraid to say something because I know you'll use my words the way that you want to or whatever. That song Breathe or whatever. So in the sense of, I know that people are posting this stuff and they're not giving consent for somebody to take their video and then remove the filter. So that's clearly a violation. And I think that's wrong as hell. And clearly the TikTok needs to do a better job, because if this filter was created by TikTok and it only took some, you know, two nerds to figure out how to remove the filter, then they didn't do a good job. Two nerds. So I'm on the side where I typically don't do that kind of stuff. Like, you know, post revealing stuff or whatever. That's just not me. But I do understand that some people do that. And then it's not fair that people have to behave a certain manner. It's like, it's not fair that you can't just participate in a fun challenge like this. And then, you know, like, I think that that's really unfair. But at the same time, like, I honestly, when I saw the first one, because I've only seen two, I thought that the person had clothes on. So, like, for me, I was thinking, oh, I can do this challenge, but I'll just, you know, I'm going to still have clothes on. Like, and I don't mean, like, oh, you know, obviously in the silhouette challenge, you can see my sweater. But, like, I can wear a fitted tank top and leggings. I mean, like, I wear that every day.
Some of them did have either like a swimsuit or just like a tank top, something they would work out in, but you couldn't tell because of the filter. And so some people did. They found out, like, when they were, some of the people were, before TikTok, I forgot who it was, before they took them down, it was some that were like, there were some, because the people took stills, I guess, of the images. And so there were some that were clothed still and some that weren't. All crazy though. Like, just
it's unfair. It's just, it's sad because there's people out there like this. It's kind of like, you know, all of the celebrities that got their photos hacked. Like, what's her face? I forgot her name. She irritates me. The one who used to show with Zendaya. I forgot her name, but it doesn't matter. But, you know, she got her stuff hacked, her iPhone or whatever. And then Whoopi Goldberg was like, you know, she wasn't very sympathetic. Whoopi Goldberg was like, I just don't understand why people are still doing this. She's like, remember when that big hack happened to all those celebrities at once? Why are you still putting your nudes in the cloud? That's what she said on The View.
Yeah.
And she's like, why are you still doing this? Like, this literally just happened to 12, 20, 30 celebrities where all their shit got hacked and it got ransomed and it was all put on the internet for, you know, like that kind of stuff. Right. So it was like, what? Bella Thorne, that's her name. So then Whoopi was sitting there like, why would you do this? Like, I'm going to say it like this because I kind of really understood where Whoopi was coming from. I think what happened to Bella Thorne was wrong. And then what happened was it happened and then she started talking publicly about it a lot. So it was like everywhere.
Yeah.
It was like on every news outlet, on everything. And she was talking about it, she was crying about it, you know, all the stuff, how she felt violated. And it seemed like she was like looking for all of our sympathy. And I understand that because, you know, you were violated and you want to feel validated if people are on your side. And then Whoopi was like, what? Why are you asking me to feel sorry for you? She goes, I didn't put my nudes in the cloud. Like, I didn't do it. Why are you wanting me to feel sorry for you when you went and put your nudes in the cloud knowing good and well they could get hacked? Because it just happened last year to 12 people. Famous people. It wasn't just regular ass people. It was famous people. Jennifer Lawrence. I don't even remember the other people. That's how much attention I pay.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot of people over the years.
So it was like, how this literally just happened right like before you. It just happened. You're 22 years old or whatever. When will you learn? Because she also felt like, she's like, I don't feel sorry for you. You're being young and ignorant. Like this just happened to people who are older than you. You should have learned from them, and now you're out here crying and you want us all to feel sorry for you. It's like, I really did understand where Whoopi was coming from because she was irritated, and it's her job. Like, come on, she's a talk show host. It's her job. This is literally her job. And so she was irritated. She's like, I don't want to feel sorry for another young, crying celebrity that's pissed off that their photos got hacked. Like, I just don't feel sorry for you. It keeps happening to everybody. Learn. Stop putting your nudes on the internet.
Well, it
Okay.
makes sense, and it's like, I think the problem is that people it see it as two different things, or see, I'm sorry, see it as a as one thing. Like if some if Whoopi says you shouldn't do this, how, why don't you learn? They see it as like, oh, you're blaming her, and it's like it's all her fault, and that's not what she's saying. Both
No.
of these things could be equally right. Someone could have
Yeah.
done something wrong, and you could have also like negated this if you wouldn't have just done the same thing that your peers are doing who keep getting caught up in this. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And that's where it's kind of tricky because you want to say that where you're like, okay, because this is different from, it's not the same as
Being black in public.
right. It's not the same as like in this, where Geraldo's like, why do you wear hoodies? Like it's athletic wear. What are you talking about? It's not along those lines. It's like
No.
you are trying to put secretive information out there that is, if it does get out, it could, you could have this type of this type of thing, and you're trusting someone else with these things who, if you have a falling out with, they could put it everywhere. So like it's all of those factors, and you're like, I'm still gonna hit send. And then when it happens, because again, if you were like Joe Schmo that no one knows, the likelihood of that happening is much smaller. But if you've been in a few movies, you've been in TV shows, the likelihood goes up. And so it's like, okay, it's they're right there. Should I hit send? When you know that this is a possibility, it's like, all right, what are we doing? Like,
Yeah, what are you doing?
you know what I mean? And so, yeah, and that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it because I was like, a lot of people are seeing it from just like, how dare you, remove filters. And I
Yeah.
agree.
Yeah, because they shouldn't be doing that. That's not
Right.
okay. Well,
But
that
then
wasn't the intention.
it's like they're not going anywhere. So now what do we do? Do we protest to the point where we're just gonna do it anyways and then get mad? Or are we gonna be like, you know what? Until there's better security, until there's better technology or whatever, we're just gonna chill on this aspect. Or at the very least be okay with if it potentially happens. I don't know. I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
Not for me to say.
Not, yeah.
What I can say,
Yeah.
if I can talk, blah, 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 is
Yes.
that the Golden Globe Awards is coming up,
Yeah.
and we have the
And
nominees for the Golden Globes.
the
And I just want to say that I'm voting for everyone black
Yep. We
because
said it.
it's Black History Month, and I probably would do it anyways. However,
Yeah.
there are some really good standouts here. For instance, I'm super excited that Regina King is getting Best Director for One Night in Miami.
Go, Lady King.
I think that's
Go.
really dope. I believe this is her first movie.
Yes,
I want to say,
her directorial debut, I believe.
which is dope. Which is really cool that you're on your first try, your first I don't know if she's directed like an episode of a show or something like that, but like for your first feature film to be able to be recognized to this extent, I think is really, really cool. Which also means that there's potential for Oscar. Like usually Golden Globe winners usually go off to the Oscars, and a lot of them win still. Like,
Yeah.
because it's a sign of like approval and success, and the fact that you made something of quality that you eventually go off and possibly get Best Director at Oscars. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to her, doing well with that. We also have roles that are not roles, but nominees for other people. For instance, we have Chadwick Boseman is for Best Actor in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which I believe is
Yes.
on Netflix.
Yes, it was on Netflix.
Viola Davis is also up for Best Actress for that same movie.
Yes.
We have For Best Supporting Actor, we have Daniel Kaluuya. I think that's how you say his last name.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
For Judas and the Black Messiah,
So
and
excited for that.
yeah, I can't. I need to see that film because I just need to. And I'm tired of all these. Like, I know it makes sense. You have a streaming platform, and so you want to get people to that platform, so you have exclusive content. But I'm really tired of everybody pulling stuff in different directions. Like, eventually, let me buy it. Let me buy it. Just it's exclusive, because there's a lot of films that are that were like that. They were exclusive on Netflix. I think Netflix had like a it wasn't like a Netflix original, because they have originals that they actually paid money to produce, and then they have originals that they bought from somewhere else, like Train to Busan. So like Train to Busan was only on Netflix in the US. I was still able to buy it somewhere else and own it, you know what I mean? And so I want them to do that. Like, sure, you have One Night in Miami is apparently on Amazon Prime, but you can only see it if you're a Prime member. I don't rock with Amazon like that, so I might not be able to see this for a little bit, but I would like to rent it or buy it or something outside of the digital aspect. So hopefully they get their stuff together and they allow for that, for those type of things, because a lot of that content, I don't think the streaming service is going to go anywhere anytime soon, but if it does go away, all that goes away. And you can buy their shows. Like, I believe the Orange is the New Black you can buy now.
Yeah, I think you can.
So I mean, like, it just makes sense for the films to be that way too after a certain, time. And so hopefully that'll be the case here. But yeah, so he's up for Judas and the Black Messiah. We have Leslie Odom, who's up for One Night in Miami.
Yes.
And those are best supporting actors. We also have animated pictures. We have Onward, which is dope. Dope movie from Pixar. We also have Soul, which I'm not rocking with because for so many reasons that we spoke about. I'm not, yeah, I don't, it's bad to say that because it's Jamie Foxx. It's a bunch of, there's, it's Questlove. It's a bunch of black actors and actresses in this film, but I just feel like it does a disservice to what it's trying to do. And I also found out, I was doing a little reading, I found out that it wasn't meant for a black character. The original script was for a white character, and it wasn't jazz. I want to say it was another genre of music. They switched it to jazz, and then they were like, you know what? Because it's jazz, we just felt like it should be a black person. So a lot of the decisions before they cast Jamie Foxx were already set in stone.
So now I like it less, and I haven't even seen it, so I didn't like it at all. How can I like something less that I didn't like?
That goes into hated territory, and I don't hate it. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't hate it, but it makes more sense when you think about that getting that information after the fact. It's like, oh wow, because now what I can say though is that it does make me give them a bit of a the side eye, because there's that part with Tina Fey where she's like, I can sound like anyone, I just choose to sound this way. Seems like that was an afterthought. Like, we had a white movie. We changed it to a black protagonist because we switched the genre of music. This is probably going to be an issue with black people having Tina Fey voice this character. Let's throw this line in here so it kind of smooths it over. Like, oh, this is the reason she sounds white. It's like, no. And I know that's not really a thing, but like in terms of sounding black or white, but
I mean,
because
I could have voiced the character.
right, it's an understanding that, oh, she can sound like anybody, so we're just going to go with it, versus the fact that it's literally a white woman voicing a black guy for a decent amount of the movie. Not only that, but stealing his body at some point. It's just bad. It's just bad, visually bad. And I don't judge anybody for liking it. Do you? I'm not a fan. So I don't want that nominee to rock. I do like the fact that Over the Moon, though, is the movie from Netflix original. Because it stars a person of color. I believe this is I want to say Chinese. I
What
believe
is
so.
it? Over the Moon?
Yeah, Over the Moon. It's an animated musical which we watched on Netflix, I want to say a few months back, and it's pretty good. It's a pretty good film. And I'm happy that it got nominated because it is one is different, like in terms of like all the films that they have up here. It's very different in like a storytelling. It's very much a because it talks about the moon goddess Chang'e and how her her story ties in with a family, how they go off to find, or well, this child goes off to find her mother and all this other stuff. It's really interesting storytelling, and you don't really see that getting nominated a lot. It's similar to what is it? Parasite. The Oscars last year, not last year, but like Parasite, when Parasite came out, it was like you don't really see this too often getting nominated. You don't see these type of stories getting nominated. And so I'm really happy. I'm happy to see it up there. I think Onward, for me, I think Onward is a better film. But Over the Moon, I wouldn't be upset if Over the Moon won because it's good. Definitely good. And it's different. Shout out to them. What else do we have? We have a ton of actually a ton of stuff. I haven't seen a lot of these films.
Haven't seen it, so I only saw Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, so
Yeah, I it's that's similar to how these things usually go, especially with the Oscars. It's like there's a lot of stuff. There's some stuff I've seen and a bunch of stuff I haven't. But I just wanted to point out a couple of these that I thought was really good and worth, kind of rooting for because of the people that are behind them. I can't speak to their qu not all of their quality. Like I've seen like Tenet, I've seen Soul, I've seen like The Mandalorian Show and Lovecraft Country. They have like they're up for the best drama series. So I have seen a decent amount, but I haven't seen Judas and the Black Messiah, for instance, and that's up for best song in a motion picture. So, but at the same time, I'm happy. I'm happy. And United States versus Billie Holiday, that's dope. Just a lot of good stuff is being nominated. So I'm pleased. Even though I haven't seen a lot of it, I'm pleased.
Well, I need to get up on stuff. I mean, I'm always behind. I'm behind because I have no time.
Right.
But clearly need to I need to get on my stuff because there's so many good things out there and I missed a bunch of the stuff from the years before. So I've definitely missed the like I missed Moonlight
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really really need to see it because I remember wanting to, but this year just COVID did a lot of things that just kind of made I don't when you just need to do stuff to feel normal like sometimes you don't want to watch
Yeah.
new because you need to like I have I'm in a space where I need to be able to control my emotions like I need to be able to feel
Yep.
I need to know, I don't I need to know what to expect. Okay. So I
Right.
don't want to be disappointed. I don't watch something like I put a lot of effort into Bridgerton and then like I just I'm one of the only ones again, like not I've been looking online and I have not seen anybody really comment on the things that I commented on. And I'm like, I really hope I'm not the only one who kind of feels this way because I shouldn't be. And so, like I just got to be careful with what I actually decide to put my time into and what I just put decide to watch because I don't need to be feeling a certain type of way. I'm so happy that I watched Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, but I'm also devastated because I'm so sad that we won't get any more of Chadwick. I'm so
Yeah.
sad we only had him for such a short time. I'm so sad. I mean, that performance makes you cry.
I did. That's the reason I haven't watched it yet. Like, I wasn't. Yeah, because it came. It was. I want to say it was announced after his death. I want to say. Like, it was around that time it was coming out. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it, just not right away.
I know. I saw him watch The Five Bloods, so But I'm at the other hand, I'm just really excited that there's so many. It is Black History Month, y'all, and there is so many there's Black women getting nominated that never would have gotten nominated before. I mean, like, how many women are not just women in general? Go women getting
Right.
nominated. for directorial things. Like, it's just out of control. There's so many, and it's so good. And this is why we always talk about, look, like, representation matters, because it's like, hey, Black people are not just, you know, entertainers. Like, we've always had everything else in us. We could be doing all these things too, but we didn't have the opportunity. Like, I think Regina King talks about having the opportunity to do this, and it wasn't there. So where you have people who are just like, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to make my own stuff. Issa Rae, like, well, I'm going to make my own stuff, and it's going to be web shows. Like, you know, I'm going to write my own nonsense, and this is what's going to happen. And representation matters, because when you start seeing stuff like this, you're like, oh, wait, I can do that. That's me. And next thing you know, boom, you've got 10 basically Black films being nominated in 1 year. You're like, what? Look at us.
Yeah, Black, speaking of... Black. And that's actually, they came out strong this time, because, so there's five, for instance, if we're looking at Best Director, there's five nominees, and three of them are women.
Yep.
So that's pretty great. That's pretty great.
Yeah, dope. Pretty damn dope.
That's pretty awesome. So yeah, I'm not sure when it airs. I don't have cable, so... There's that. So I'm not exactly sure exactly when they're going to be announcing, but I will be, you know, on the lookout, and, you know, we'll definitely talk about that once that all that information comes out, as well as what's going to be going to the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a lot of our stuff wins, because we deserve it. We made good content, and it's time that we get recognized for it. So I'm excited. But with that, we come to the end of our cast. We're actually at an hour 16. So we did good. We did good with three different topics. We did solid. Yeah. Solid. So thanks again for sitting with us, listening, hanging out, all that good stuff. Feel free to like if you enjoyed our cast. Share with your friends and your enemies. You never know. They might become your friends. Or they hate you more. But, you know, whatever. To each your own.
Whatever.
But yeah, feel free to hit that subscription and notification bell. We will be letting you know when we move to other platforms. So you gotta be here though, because this word, we're gonna announce it here, and then we'll be on other places. So yeah, you gotta kind of have to stick with us.
Stick with us. We've got good stuff. We've got great topics. We've got a lot of things that we're gonna talk about this month. So stay tuned, just like last month. Our last year. We're going to have some really cool stuff and cool topics, because we're Black nerds and we can do this. And it's our show.
Exactly. And also, let us know what you want to talk about, because we have a range. I mean, right now we kind of are doing what we want to do based on what's kind of happening. Like, if we binge an anime, we tend to talk about it. But... Mm-hmm. I read a ton of comic books, you know, Tess reads manga, you know, we can talk about other aspects of nerddom.
And I watch RuPaul's Drag Race. So come on, y'all. Come on. You need to come at me. You need to come at me and talk. Like, why has nobody written in the comments and said, how do you feel about Candy Muse's wig from last week? Candy Muse's wig is my nickname right now. Okay? That was the best wig ever. Girl, she walked out there looking like a little biracial doll with that hair. She looked like she came straight out the hood, but like really cute. Like, her mom took her to her aunties to get her hair done. Her mom didn't do her hair herself. She took her to her aunties, the one with the heavy hand. Okay.
The heavy hand.
She had the Vaseline and the hot comb. All right. And she straightened that hair, but she put barrettes and those little doodles in the things. You know, the little things with the knobs, the little hard things from the 80s that used to, like, if you took it off wrong, it would swing around and hit you.
Right. Yep.
Leave a bruise. She had all those in her hair. I said, man, I can't wait till we have visuals. Because Candy Muse's wig from Friday's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race took it home. I was really feeling her wig. I don't care for Candy Muse, but I really care for that wig.
I don't like you, but your hair cute though.
Hair, on the other hand. But just, yeah.
Just be a little more like your hair, and we'll be gravy. We'll be gravy.
We'll be friends.
Oh, quick announcement though. I did hit affiliate on Twitch, so I can actually start making money off of my streams. So
Yes.
if anybody is interested in following and subbing, you can catch me over on Twitch on Monday nights at 9 p.m., Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., and Saturday for the Saturday night stream with the homies at 8 p.m. Eastern, all US time. And it's Kenny UFG. So just like my Twitter and IG. So yeah, I'm affiliate now.
That's what's up.
Yep. Doing big things, kinda.
Yeah,
So but yeah, I think that's it for housekeeping. Yep.
all right. Well, same thing that we do every week, besides try to take over the world, is tell you guys the same thing, and that is be nice, be kind, support your local businesses. Don't go to the bars, please. Y'all in the whole in-restaurant dining thing, it's really getting old, so just stop.
Yeah.
And keep wearing your mask, wear two masks if you need to. UK variant, not cool. South African variant, really not cool. I don't know, just variant. Y'all, since you're listening to this, we already know you watch Attack on Titan. Think variant, think Titan. Remember the variant Titans? They are not your friend. The
Right.
variant Titans are typically the ones that did all the killing, okay? The variants that would literally jump out of nowhere and like run really fast or jump really high. The ones who are always hungrier than the other ones. Yeah, variant, bad. So stop going to these restaurants and eating and drinking and talking to people you don't know and taking your mask off and thinking everything's okay. No, you all have corona. Stop. So, like I was saying, be kind, don't be a dick, wear your mask. Black Lives Matter. Wash your hands and your butts, your faces too, but not in that order. I would
No,
probably wash your hands first and then
yeah.
wash your face and then wash your butt last and then wash your hands again. Just,
Stay clean.
normal. Yeah, just take a bath and hand sanitizer if you can't get, real soap. Just don't drink bleach unless you're ready to end it all. So with that, I'd like to say goodnight to you all. Thanks so much for listening. We love you. Hold your hands, but after you clean them, great, wonderful. Good night and bye-bye.